The tone of this hug depends almost entirely on one crucial factor: whether this relationship was ended by ghosting. If it ended civilly and respectfully, with dignity and understanding all around, well, congratulations, you dealt with things like a grown-up. You had the sense to get out of the relationship before it got too serious if you were the dumper, and you were able to handle your disappointment with a measure of grace if you were the dumpy. Chances are good you'll see each other socially from time to time, and you will handle that in a way befitting your easygoing nature and good breeding. You will enjoy a warm, friendly embrace, full of well wishes, and part as friends. Later on, it will occur to you that your friend Sasha from college would be perfect for this guy, and you'll ask if you can set them up. 18 months later, you attend Sasha's wedding to said guy, and 18 months after that, they name their firstborn after you. See what good being agreeable can do in this world. I'm so glad everyone here decided to behave reasonably. Psych. What planet does that ever happen on? That dude totally ghosted you, and you owe him nothing. No hug at all. If you see him flirting, sidle over and let the flirtee know that she's in for a long night of the soul, wondering if maybe her text just didn't go through, or kicking herself because, yes, sending a Facebook message was indeed a bridge too far. Ugh, to hell with that guy.